All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up last paragraph, page Pivav. Ben Yakir. It's actually a very beautiful paragraph. So the Piagetzna writes, precious son, precious child, Kevan Shekvar Amarnu V'Kafanu L'cho. We've already stated and repeated multiple times, She'ikar HaMechanech Shelcho Hincho Ata Ba'atzimcho. So the Piagetzna says, and this is such a profound statement, your Iker Mechanech, your primary educator, is none other than yourself. You are your primary Mechanech. Vimlo takum ato lakachas. So what meaning? Vimlo takum ato lakachas esresen hamemshala biyadcha. Listen to these words. And if you don't take the reins of your life leadership in your hands, limshala lacha, to take control, Vilios kabarnit hasvina lanigo, and to be the captain of your ship, in order to direct it, miodeo in lo tishaber v'titba bayam hazoif. It could be that your ship is going to. Thank you so much. Thank you. Could be that your ship is going to break apart in the raging seas. Uba olam hagashmi, in the material world, im hashiifos hagaruos shal anashim. With all of the wants and desires that are lowly and base, that often derail us. And all of the most wonderful teachers, all of the most wonderful rebbeim, will not help you at all, chas v'shalom. So we'll say, this, by the way, has been a tenet that the Piagetzna has taught us many, many times throughout this sefer. The idea that the buck of your life stops with you. At the end of the day, you should surround yourself with good people, and you should find good teachers, and a person has to have a Rebbe, and all the wonderful and important things that we're supposed to have in life. But at the end of the day, I am the captain of my ship. At the end of the day, I have the reins of my existence in my hands. And therefore, what I become or don't become, at the end of the day, is a direct result of the effort I am willing to put in. And if I abdicate that responsibility, and if I don't take the wheel of the ship, so there's only one certainty, which is the ship of my life will hit the rocks, right? Will hit the jagged edges somewhere, and ultimately, again, will sink. That's the way it works in life. If you don't take ownership, and you don't take personal responsibility, bad things happen. L'chein, mukhrochim anu lehishtadal lahavincha davarzeh, yoser. And says the Piagetzna, therefore, it is imperative upon us to help you understand this based on your age and your life experience. And as Rabbi said, this concept is a concept that is true throughout life. The application of it varies at different stages. So when you're young, right? If I'm in third grade, so the application of this rule is get your homework done. Right? The application of this rule is no one's going to do your homework for it. You get a bit older in life, you have a dream, you have an aspiration. No one is going to go ahead and accomplish your goals and dreams on your behalf. If you want it, you need to make it happen. So again, even though this concept is profound, concept is beautiful, concept is always correct, why is the Piagetzna mentioning it over here in this particular context? In other words, what's the application now? So he says, here's the application. Eich af midosecha, asher ata margish osan leros. This applies even to the midos, right? The character traits that we feel are negative and detrimental. Ma'ore or hein ba'atz musan u'sviras alyonos shenitztamtzimu v'nishtal shalu tapav peizayin v'cha k'dei sheyekel l'cha l'taknon u'lahashivan l'kdushasan harishona. Therefore, says the Piagetzna so beautifully, this is true. Remember again, our topic, our conversation now, is focusing on the midos that we possess that sometimes present as negative character traits. My job is to figure out the positivity within them. My job is to discover the shoresh hatov, the good root within them, and to figure out then how to convert that which I perceive as negative within myself to a source and to a ray of light. No one else is going to transform your midos for you. It is only you who can look within yourself, identify that which is negative, and try to figure out how to transform it into something beautifully positive. As we're going to discuss, I mean, again, we'll end up seeing this more next week, but I will say, remember, based on what the Piagetzna taught us yesterday, which is all of the midos we possess, all the character traits that we possess, come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember again, our more esoteric discussion of the midos which exist in the spheros, right? The divine attributes which exist in the celestial sphere, they trickle down. And those midos of God ultimately, again, become our midos in this world. So that even if I possess a negative character trait, that negative character trait, so to speak, comes from above as well. That negative character trait comes from the celestial sphere, somehow got corrupted inside of me. It's then my job to go ahead and kind of untangle it, unravel it, figure out what it's really supposed to be, figure out ultimately again the shoresh, the root of kedusha for that particular midah, and ultimately again use it letova. Ki hu zeh reishis kol harefuah. I will say, no one could introspect for me. No one could look inside my midos for me. No one could untangle my negative character traits for me and figure out the positivity for that in them. That's me and only me. And this is the beginning of my personal healing. Lahakiras, lahakiras makara machala, motza ehal, umach ovehal. To understand the root of the illness, to understand ultimately the results of the illness, and to understand the hidden dimensions of the illness. Once I do that, then what? Then I could begin to unravel, then I could begin to trace it back to its root, and then I could begin to see the beautiful positivity, even in the most apparently a broken part of my personality and my midos. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem with this conversation on Monday.